Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field, too, when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase & Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase & Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
And you listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. I am sitting at a picnic table with Rich Tandler. Tandler, how are you?
Doing great.
Pete Haley's here eating a sandwich.
Roast beef and American cheese.
minicamp is over. The off season is over. OTAs are over. Everything's done. Right. Next stop, Richmond. Tanner, you ready?
They unsurprisingly canceled the third day of minicamp,
right,
which
is
what?
For the 12th year in a row.
Something like that, right. Yes. But, yes, I will be ready for Richmond in 6 weeks from Thursday.
Here, all Jay Gruden hopes is that he doesn't hear from a single player over the next 6 weeks.
He does not want that phone to ring at 1:30 a.m.
No news. No news is good news, until we all get to Richmond. Lot for us to discuss. Want to talk about the podcast party. This is the last podcast before the podcast party. And it's going to be a doozy. Matchbox in One Loudon in Ashburn. You can find them online. It's pretty. They're good. They're real good with their website and everything. It's gonna be fun. Tanner, have you decided if you're Ubering or not?
No, I'll make that call.
Game time decision.
Yep.
Maybe we could pick you up if you want to let us know where you live. What if Tanner just
there's an upside and a downside. A, Tanner, I'd get a ride. B, you guys know where I live.
Yo, your wife is invited. Does she not want to come?
I'll see if I can work that.
Skeeter's invited, as far as I'm concerned.
Is there an outside place?
There isn't. Yeah. Have you not been there? It's an awesome setup.
I've been there. I've eaten there, but I did not really fully explore the place.
There's an outside place. However, I don't know that dogs are welcome, but what the hell? Everybody's welcome. Pete?
You said Jay Gruden doesn't want to hear any phone calls. That the same happens for the podcast party. None of our family members or friends. No news is good news for them, too. I'm a little worried.
The only worry is you, Pete. Like, I bet Tandler's family's not worried about him.
No.
And for the record, we are sleeping in B. Mitch's garage because Tandler won't let us in his house. Is that accurate? Do I have
that
all the facts?
Accurate. Yep.
Okay. But everybody be there, man. Invite whoever. More
not
the merrier.
To B. Mitch's garage, but to Matchbox.
To Matchbox. Here's what I can tell you. There are former players I expect to be there, and there are current players. I talked to a bunch today that I expect to be there. I'm not going to say any names because then you're going to be mad if that player doesn't show up, and schedules always change. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I think you guys will really enjoy it.
Perhaps some Redskins executives who perhaps you get a chance to hobnob with.
Yeah, some Redskins executives, some high-ranking Redskins officials, which is what I just call all of them now because it's kind of funny. anybody that works in that building I now call a high-ranking Redskins official. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And remember, the first 100 people get a free beer and a free T-shirt. And then we have a dope raffle with help
raffling
me out
off dope?
No, we're not raffling off dope.
Trent Williams autographed helmet. I believe there is an autographed D-Hall jersey maybe.
Two for two.
Vernon Davis autographed something.
Picture.
And then
there's
another Trent item.
Trent autographed football.
Football, yeah. And you prefer the football because the helmet is a little unsightly and you can't fit it on your bookcase,
maybe. I don't have a display for it.
The party's going to be dope. Whatever raffle item of choice, hopefully you win it. You know, Tandler wants the football. Pete probably wants the helmet or the D-Hall jersey.
I want 10 lemon drops and 10 kamikazes. That's what I'm hoping to win in the raffle.
Attaboy. How about this, Pete? If you buy 70 shots, once you get to 70 shots on your tab, I'll buy the other 30.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it some 17 is a fine number.
So I'm out here drinking a cheer wine outside of the Redskins Park press box, and Pete asked me, "Hey, what is that?" I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Is that a soda?" And I looked at him, I said, "Pete, do you think that's an alcoholic beverage?" And then he just didn't respond. So, Taylor, he very much thought it was.
He, well, I mean, it is after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Aren't you typically?
That's a great point.
Typically starting to slug back.
It's a good zing. But dude, it's for sale in the Redskins Park press soda machine. You thought it was booze?
I certainly didn't think it was a soda, and I'll just leave it at that.
What did you thought? I'm drinking wine out of a can at work at a picnic table, recording a podcast. You thought I was drinking wine?
It has wine in the name, and it led me to think that it was things that apparently it's not. I'm sorry.
Your dumbness never ceases to amaze me. You know what I mean, Taylor? Like,
yes.
So we have these really long cables to record the podcast with. They're called XLR cables, and they were very tangled up. So Pete was super proud of himself and untangled it. And he stood there with the cord wrapped all over his body in celebration. I was like, "Pete, aren't you going to wrap it up now?" He's like, "No, I kind of like the look of this." What the hell goes through your head?
It kind of looked like the picture of LeRon Landry when he had that snake on his shoulders. That's kind of what I was going
no,
for.
No, you don't look anything like LeRon Landry.
And this is a cable, not a snake.
But other than that.
Yeah, other than that, how's the play, Mrs. Lincoln? All right, it is minicamp. So two things happened Wednesday, today at minicamp. One, Brian LaFemina and Jake Bye spoke to the press. That is the new president of business operations. And what is Jake's title?
Marketing.
Chief marketing officer, maybe?
Head marketing honcho.
Head marketing honcho is technical. But these dudes are big deals, and they got some big plans for the Skins. Ooh, Taylor might have it.
Senior Vice President, Consumer Sales and Marketing.
There you go.
Wow, when you got seven words in your title, you're doing all right.
I don't know how many. I think I have
two.
I have two words in my title.
Yep.
You have two?
Yep.
Pete, you got one?
Yep.
How many words in your title?
I don't have a title, but I prefer to be called a digital producer. So that's two, but people calling me that, the list is very small.
You like your mom?
She asked me if I had an Instagram today, so she has no idea what digital producer means.
All right, so I want to talk about, Taylor, you get to pick the order. It's mini camp, so we're going to do one thing I liked, one thing I noticed, and then we're going to talk about LaFemina and Jake Bye. You pick.
We'll talk about let's talk about minicamp first.
Okay. You want to start? One thing you noticed?
No, or
one,
Pete.
Yeah, Pete has notes. He's all excited. Here you go, Pete.
So one thing I liked, and this is extended through the past few practices we've been at, is that an 89 in a Redskins uniform has been catching a lot of passes, and his name is Cam Sims. Undrafted guy. I was looking him up on NFL.com earlier, and the draft profile that they have of him said that he looks like an NFL prospect, but that his tape doesn't show that. He's an Alabama wide receiver, but he's been catching a lot of passes. And today in Jay Gruden's press conference, somebody asked if any of the undrafted guys have stood out. Normally, Jay doesn't really identify guys, but he said Cam Sims first, right off the bat. And that kind of perked my ears up. And I think if you're looking for that next Maurice Harris, Rob Kelly, maybe an undrafted guy who sneaks onto the roster, Cam Sims might be your guy because he's been catching a lot of passes and catching a lot of deep balls too. So he's a bigger dude. He kind of looks like Mo Harris in that sense. He'd be a bigger receiver, but he has made a lot of plays, and I've noticed and liked what I've seen from him for the past couple weeks now.
I'm going to go two things I liked, and I'm going to start with Kevin Hogan because I kind of buried him last week. He looked bad last week. I think he looked much improved. He looked improved today, and Gruden spoke highly of him afterwards.
Yeah.
But Taylor's rolling his eyes heavy.
He was asked about him. He wasn't going to say he sucked or that he was mediocre.
I think last week there was zero chance he was making the team. I think this week there's a slight chance.
Okay.
He went from 0 to 5%.
You know what? There was a slight chance last week.
Okay, well,
but if he play,
forgive me for trying to be nice.
If he keeps on playing, if he played in training camp and preseason like he did last week, zero chance.
Right.
If he continues at his pace.
All right, well, let's move on to a real one then. Deron Payne in an 11-on-11 drill. These guys, the O-line and D-line have no pads. These guys really can't work. All they really try to simulate is the speed coming off the ball and firing their hands, just getting their hands up into position. Deron Payne floored Tony Bergstrom without hitting him. And that, now, who knows, maybe Bergstrom was off center or something, but it showed quickness, it showed burst, and it showed incredible strength. And they had Payne lining up at the nose. This Stacey McGee thing, I don't think is as simple as maybe Jay Gruden's hoping we think it is. I think the pup list, if the guy just had groin surgery, I think the pup list to open training camp seems very possible.
It's in play. It's in play, no doubt.
The thing I saw and liked today was Daron Payne. He just the quickness and the burst and the effing strength was on full display, even though they're not hitting.
Okay.
You're up.
Greg Stroman, Virginia Tech cornerback, would have been about a 90-some-odd yard pick six. It was against Hogan.
Against Hogan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who you thought was good today, so I guess that was a decent
better
play. But yeah, it was a sideline pass. They were in the red zone, sideline pass. Stroman stepped in front and was gone down the sideline. So I haven't seen him do a whole lot in training camp.
I don't think he's been particularly impressive as of yet.
No, but that was an impressive play. And
the more impressive defensive play, I would say, is the near interception Mason Foster had on Alex Smith earlier in the session, where he had to kind of jump up, and Stroman's was kind of thrown into his belly. He just jumped the route. I thought Mason's play. Now, granted,
Mason had good coverage, but
he didn't come down with the ball, but he's picking that off of Alex Smith, jumping in front of Josh Doctson versus picking off Kevin Hogan. I don't even know the receiver he jumped in front of.
No, it was on the far side. I couldn't see over there.
Yeah, one thing I noticed, and Stroman was going to be packaged a part of this, and I'll say Troy Apke as well had a pass breakup.
So I guess Pete's just starting with one thing I noticed, or are you still doing one thing I liked?
I already did my one thing I liked.
It's still Taylor's turn.
No, it's okay. I'm done, I guess.
Yeah, okay. So Troy Apke made his first play that you kind of reminded yourself, oh, yeah.
Hold on. Is this something you noticed or something you liked?
I noticed Troy Apke, which I haven't done.
It doesn't have to be negative, but it's usually our nice way of being negative. Pete, do your thing.
Okay.
You noticed Troy Apke. I noticed him too.
Yeah, I'm checking my notes, and I have no negative notes here. So Troy Apke, just noticing him for the first time.
No negative notes from that 2 hours of football we watched?
I only have three notes. and it was Cam Sims, so cross that off. Stroman picked six. Taylor beat me to it, so we're on our last bullet point here. So
right, just go.
For the fourth time, I just noticed Troy Apke making a pass breakup on Jeremy Sprinkle. And I think for a guy who's looked a little lost, kind of like Stroman, you haven't had that immediate impact, which is expected. These are low-end picks, learning and playing against NFL receivers for the first time. But just seeing Troy Apke use his speed, step in front of Sprinkle, Fabian Moreau is excited. So having him kind of end the day nicely was good.
I did talk to one Redskins veteran defensive back leaving the field about Apke, and we're kind of saying, like, you know, clearly the kid's been lost in spots, but the speed, if you start to put it together, if you start to kind of understand what you're watching, the speed helps a lot of things.
Make up speed.
Exactly. And I think he's got it.
That's how Darryl Green made a living. He was not great. He was not in blanket coverage all the time, but once the ball was in the air, he could get to it.
Yeah, man.
Not the Troy Apke,
you're
Darryl
comparing
Green
those,
at
right.
all. Yes.
All right, I got one thing I noticed, and it's pretty remarkable we haven't talked about this yet. There was a pretty big fight at practice, and fights happen. Guys are fighting for playing time. A lot of guys are fighting for jobs. But what made this one weird, it was two guys on the defensive line that got into the fight, and Andre Pipkins and Anthony Lanier. I'm going to say that Anthony Lanier is a roster lock. I mean, the guy had five sacks last year.
100%.
Last six games. I mean, gives them an interior pocket pressure guy.
Nickels,
especially in the nickel, because he's not necessarily a run stopper. But Lanier is a good player. And Andre Pipkins is a guy that's fighting for a roster spot.
He's not fighting for the practice squad, maybe.
You never know what happens. I mean, injuries, whatever. But what the hell? That was so weird. And here was even weirder. The coaches let him go. They kind of let him slug it out, go down to the – it was like a hockey fight that they waited for them to, like, get into position to break it up. Usually that stuff gets broken up right away.
Yeah, nobody went to anybody's defense. I guess it was just two defensive players. You know, nobody went to help each other because they're sitting there going, what is going on here? I'm sure they were surprised as the rest of us that it was two defensive players. But, that was interesting. Kind of a little bit of – Lanier got into it a little bit.
What's interesting is Lanier is the nicest dude.
He is.
He's, like, easygoing, nice – but hell, you got to be a different
a lot
person
of these
on the
guys
football
are,
field.
Though.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe Jay, when you asked him about it, JP, he was like.
The story I was going to tell before you stole the mic out of my hand. Pete's over here snapping at me to give him the mic. Jeez, Pete. Taylor, you got to talk to him soon.
I've tried.
So I tried to get Gruden to talk about the fight afterwards, and I asked, hey, Jay, there was a fight out there. What happened? He's like, I didn't see it, which we all know is BS. He very much – he went in and broke it up. And I just said, really? Like, I couldn't believe that he was going with that. And his next reply was kind of funny. He's like, well, there's no video of it, and I don't think anybody's going to see it. So there you go, folks. There's no video. It was during the portion of practice where none of us were allowed to have our phones out. The photographers weren't allowed to be shooting. So there you have it. Jay Gruden is moving on.
Yeah.
I think maybe he hinted that he was like, reps are really important this time of year, so maybe Pipkins was trying to steal a rep from Lanier or something. That's the only thing I can think of. We're talking about videos real quick, JP. I just saw Darius Geis quote tweeted your video of him slow-mo jumping, and you were up to 330 retweets and 876 likes. I knew as soon as you took that video, I walked over and said, enjoy your viralness. So congratulations to you. I know that's a big accomplishment and a nice way to end minicamp for you.
Sure. It was a cool video. You know, you kind of get lucky sometimes. I was standing in the right place. Go check it out if you want. Daniel, you saw that one, right? It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
he hopped over the guy.
I joined the retreat party.
All right. Taylor, something you noticed.
Robert Davis, wide receiver, second year out of Georgia State. He looks a lot more. A year ago at this time, I don't want to say he was lost out there, but he just did not look natural. He did not look smooth. And he looks much better compared to a year ago. He's high points the ball well, seems to be better running his routes. And, I think he was the only draft pick who was cut last year. 9 out of the 10 draft picks made it. He didn't join the team until – I think it was about week 14, 15 when they moved him up from the practice squad.
I think he only had one game on the active.
One
Does that sound right?
Snap.
I think it was
one snap,
Broncos
and I think
game.
He got a concussion. I believe he got a concussion. So yeah, he didn't get much out of last year. Of course, being on a practice squad all year certainly helps you out. So, but he, I'm not looking for big things from him this season, but we're looking for him to make some make a few plays during the season this year.
Let's do this real quick, because you and I both wrote about it in the last week. I think the Trey Quinn hype rocket fully exists. Receivers, we're both guessing they're going to keep six.
Yeah, although I believe that.
Last year they kept six.
I want to say they went five.
Now we can name them because they kept Pryor, Crowder, Doxson, Grant, Harris, Quick.
No, Harris was not on the. He did, his first game active was Minnesota.
Yeah, but he was.
No,
he was on the 53.
Are
you think they only kept five?
Yes.
All right, Pete, look that up.
I have it. Not here.
Right, we're at a picnic table.
But six is the usual number. I think because they kept four tight ends.
Yeah.
I think they kept six. They kept five receivers.
All right. Well, let's. Roster locks are going to be Crowder, Doxson, Richardson. I think. And to me, I go Harris, Davis, Quinn, and there's your six.
So that leaves Quick.
That leaves Quick on the outside for me.
Who wasn't here today again. Now, I believe it was personal reasons, so could be a death in the family or whatever.
The millennial meter is going bad.
I tell you what, last year I had Quick out. I had Harris in the whole time. The whole off-season program through training camp. One of the ones I got wrong on the final cut because Harris got cut and Quick.
That's on your final 54.
So, my final random number
the
drawn out of thin air.
The millennial meter went bad when you and I started naming. Pete started checking his phone. I think he looked at an Instagram video.
It was just the fact that you guys were trying to remember how many people they cut on the final roster last year and who made it. Like, that's just not good podcasting, in my opinion.
It is. It is
it's
deep.
Exactly
it's
what this podcast
deep.
Is.
Yes.
All you
we want
to do
deep.
Is shtick. We're allowed to do a little bit of actual football analysis. Okay. I think that's what we're paid to do. I still think so.
Okay,
maybe I'm wrong.
So real quick, if they keep five out of those six you named, who goes?
We got to see what happens with Quinn with pads on. Because here's the one thing I was watching today.
If you had to say right now, which you do, because I'm
no, I don't.
Telling you to name one right now.
Here's the thing I want to say. Quinn catching punts today did not seem as sure-handed as I expected him to be. Multiple.
Like the guy returned like three punts.
I think so many people are counting on him to be this punt returner.
Stroman.
Right. Stroman has not looked good as a corner to me, but looked like the best punt. Well, Crowder looked like the best punt returner out there today. At one point, Crowder had two balls in his hands and caught a third. It was pretty cool.
To which we were saying, why don't you just work on catching one, Jameson?
That's a fair point. But Crowder, his first 2 years in the NFL, was a good punt returner. He regressed last year.
No, his second year.
Very bad as a rookie.
Okay. Worst average in the league as a rookie.
All right, what do I know? I don't know. Dude.
Third worst average last year, but very good in the middle.
Pete just tried to get a high five off Taylor, and Taylor just wouldn't even look at him.
I was speaking here.
I don't think Quinn as the punt returner is the slam dunk everybody thinks it is.
Who's thinking that?
The internet, dude. The internet.
The internet. Internet, you're wrong.
Oh, take that. Yo, we need that as
a
drop.
I will be binary.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
All right. I think we talk about La Femina now and the presentation this morning. So, for starters, I thought it was very cool. Redskins PR set up a press briefing with Brian La Femina, who was hired to be the new Redskins president of business operations, and this dude Jake Bye, who Taylor read his title earlier. And this is amazing. High-ranking Redskins official, who I happened to see in the parking lot, said he was going to Taco Bell and said he'd bring me a taco. Do you have any comment on this taco, sir? You're a high-ranking Redskins official, unless you choose to identify yourself.
I'd rather not, but please enjoy the taco. Compliments of yours truly.
Thank you very much, dude. Well, can we get an official comment on the new stadium location?
No comment.
You're the man. So I got myself a and the hot sauce. You're the best. I got a chicken supreme taco with one fire sauce packet. Tariq Al-Bashir would be proud. All right, today's presentation. So a couple takeaways. The Skins are finally now admitting that the season ticket waiting list myth is done.
Which everybody's known for a while, but this is official conversation.
Right, it's done. And honestly, I feel like since FedEx opened, there's been no waiting list.
Yeah, well, you know, when they start pulling out seats, that's when you know there's not a waiting list.
Exactly. And the two guys, La Femina came from the NFL, Jake Bye came from the Rams. These dudes came from serious jobs, and you're not giving that up to come here and be pushed around or to be somebody's yes man. I think these two mean business.
Yeah, you know, I think La Femina had his best statement of the day was that he thinks the Redskins are one of the sleeping giants in all of sports. And I agree to an extent.
Yeah, some reporters did scoff at that.
But
so what part do you agree with?
I agree that this fan base
is massive if they start winning.
They have to start winning. I mean, the marketing is good. Making the FedEx fan experience, I mean, that's good. That might help on the edges a little bit, on the periphery. But, you know, the team winning 10 games two or three years in a row and advancing in the playoffs, this place will go nuts.
Think about the RG3 year.
Yep.
2012. Place was packed and there was so much excitement, and that still exists. They just need to win games, and you know, La Femina admitted that. He's like, winning's most important. We get that.
Yeah,
all we're trying to do is help.
Yeah, and I think they've also really noticed, as has every other person who's watched a Redskins game, that at home games, particularly late in the year, there's a lot of Eagle Green, there's a lot of Giants fans.
Really?
They made a lot of statements about wanting to get that home field advantage back, wanting to sell tickets to Redskins fans, make sure they stay in Redskins fans' hands to try and incentivize season ticket holders to keep their tickets. So it's obvious that they also want to do that as well.
Dude, it's not just Eagles and Giants and Cowboys. Like the Dolphins. Like
the Vikings, the Skull Champions.
Right. I mean,
like out of control.
This is my first ever podcast while eating a taco. It's kind of exciting. I think all that stuff sounds cool, the season ticket discounts for season tickets holders. When you buy a hot dog, it costs you 20% less or whatever. Rick Snyder did some good digging, and the discounts do not apply to beer, which I think sucks.
Yeah, you know, to me, if it was me doing it, I would go with the Falcons plan, which is what everybody is adapting is, you know, just go with $2-3 for a hot dog, $4 for a beer, you know, $1 for a soda. Yeah, I think you make up in volume what you miss, but you're, you know, tickets, parking.
Yeah, it's so much good PR.
Tickets, parking, that all adds up so much that giving them break, you know, the your margin on the food is not going to make or break you.
JP is – I'm doing play-by-play here. I think he's finished his taco. It looks –
no.
Yeah, he's all done. Yeah. So he's chewing. He's got his cheer wine. He's wiping his mouth. Yeah, so that's our wrap-up, guys.
Jeez, if Pete had taken more notes, maybe he'd have something to say rather than just report on me. Golly, Pete, you are an ace. You are my ace in the hole. Whenever I'm down and out. Although Pete did give me a ride to practice.
I was going to say, keep talking smack and you'll be walking home from Ashburn or sleeping at Taylor's undisclosed house.
So I'll tell a quick story about just how wildly unorganized my life is. Like, I need a book. Is there any good, like, self-help book on getting your shit figured out? Because I need it.
Go to Amazon and
I thought you might have a recommendation, Taylor. You're quite organized.
I don't need one.
This is a young guy asking a veteran for help, and you're just telling me to go to Amazon.
Well, I did not need a book to become organized.
I am wildly disorganized.
I just think about it, and it's important to me. You know what? Being organized is important to you. That's when it starts.
I'm too distracted, and a lot of that isn't my own doing. I get asked to do a lot of different things. Anyway, as we talked about last week.
All the more reason to be organized.
It was mini camp for the Redskins. It was mini camp for my daughter. She had camp today, so Pete's giving me a ride to camp. All's well. Pete gets to my house nice and early. Appreciate that, Pete. We leave. I'm dealing with about 8,000 phone calls from the office in Bethesda as just all things are going haywire.
And you're the only busy person on the planet, so we understand.
Taylor, you're so pleasant. I really enjoy working with both of you. So I got a ride from Pete so I could leave my car so my mom could pick up my car, and then because my car has the car seat to pick up my daughter. Drive my car to camp, pick up my daughter, bring her back, hang out for the rest of the afternoon until my wife gets home from work. Everything's going great. About noon, I get a call from my mom. She's at my house to pick up the car. Hey, where are the car keys?
Hey, they're in your pocket.
The car keys were with me in Ashburn. And then all hell broke loose because I had to call my wife and see if she could leave work to go pick up our daughter. And I don't know what I'm going home to, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. My wife's not going to be happy.
You might be sleeping in your garage tonight.
Would you be willing to just read the text she sent you? It's gold.
Sure.
This is just
awesome. And then allow me to interpret it as a man who's been married almost 40 years.
All right, so this is what my wife texted me.
There's no interpreting necessary, Rich. She told him straight up.
I'm not mad, but you've really got to get more organized. You lose way too much stuff. And there are three F's in stuff. And I don't think – she's not the type that spells things wrong.
Okay.
The third F is for something else, JP.
The first line. She is mad. She's saying she's not mad. She's mad.
Oh, she's mad.
No doubt.
She's, you know, and I'm mad at myself, dude. Like, I got, you know what made this all that much more worse? And this is almost impossible to believe. Normally, my mom's in my house. Shouldn't there be a spare set of car keys?
I
have the spare because I lost the first set, like, last month and haven't been able to find them.
Hey, you can make a note of that on your computer. Oh, wait, you left that at home.
Yep.
Yeah. This is like you need an intervention from somebody.
I do, man.
You need an intervention.
Shit. All right. Well, the intervention isn't coming till after the podcast party, right, which is tomorrow night at Matchbox in One Loudon. It's going to be a lot of fun. Taylor, we can pick you up if you want, but you have to give us your address.
I will.
I will not pick you up from a random street corner. It has to be from your house.
And he will only pick you up if he still has his car keys by then, but he cannot promise that one way or the other.
I'll have to have a plan.
I might lose my car at that point. For Taylor, for Pete, this has been fun. Hopefully I don't lose the podcast between now and when they publish it. Thank you guys for listening. Come to the podcast party. It's going to be epic. Pete's buying 200 shots. Thanks for listening. Owe you lots of beers. Get them tomorrow.
I think this podcast needs more shtick, by the way.
Goodbye.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.